Chema, this is a question which many people have but few ask. The question is, what is the relevance of Darshan Day now, okay, in present day context, especially because all kinds of people come. All kinds of people have always come. That's a different story altogether. So that we can. But the question is, when we feel Mother and Sri Aurobindo may not be physically there, so we are going only to the room. Some people even use the word that now it is not darshan but room darshan. Of course, the first thing which is a rider, super rider, which we must always remember, if you are open, then divine is there. If you have faith, the divine is there. But this is not the final answer. This is an individual answer. And Sri Aurobindo and the mother would say, it doesn't matter. Even if you are surrounded by darkness, all kinds of people come, you are open, then the divine is there. Why this is not a complete answer? Because then why do we need to go to the room? Okay. So there is a very interesting conversation of the mother of 27th November 1965, and we have read it. And there are other conversations also where this is 65, okay? And she says Sri Aurobindo was here from morning till evening, and he describes the condition of humanity. Now imagine there are so many people who are coming here with the idea, thought, faith, feeling that they are going to have darshan of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. Whether they see or not, we'll come to that in a moment. What do you think a being of compassion and love that Sri Aurobindo and the mother are? They would use an intellectual argument, you people can't see me, anyways I am not there, it's okay. Or do we feel that as beings of ultimate compassion and love, they would be there waiting for us? There is a story of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, many such stories, one of them. And one of the stories is that when 12 o'clock people had come and gone, one of the darshans, I am forgetting which one. So normally after the darshan, Sri Aurobindo and the mother, when all the people, the queue has gone, so they would go away. Darshan is over because there is nobody else waiting. Sri Aurobindo and the mother did not move. It may not be 12, it may be 1, but around that. They kept sitting and everybody kept waiting. At 4, the ship came and the Navy captain, Admiral Rutledge, he comes all the way, comes to Sri Aurobindo's room, takes out his sword in typical Navy way, does the salute. After he goes, Sri Aurobindo and the mother get up and go. For one person, if you look at it, they were waiting for one person to give darshan. They're not like modern day, if you want to have darshan or meeting with the Guruji, you have to first deposit money. I'm not joking, it's a fact. If you want to go with him on a Kailash Yatra, you have to pay money. If to have an interview, you have to pay money. They understand this. They know this. And this is something very beautiful. There are several stories. One of them I remember. Where mother had given time to a girl, Shobhadi. She writes in a book. What is the name of the book? I am forgetting. Living Presence, that's right, thank you. So in that book she writes that she is a young 15-year-old or something, she has come and or less than that, and mother has given them time, evening by 5 o'clock. They know, but this is a young girl, come from Kolkata for the first time. Hey, I want this. They go to the beach and she is wanting 100 things. Parents also take it casually. Whenever we go, mother will give darshan. What is there? They come by 7, 7:30. You can imagine, they meet Nolnita. What? You think mother will wait for you? 5 o'clock. Then they go to Champaklalji. He dresses them down. You don't understand mother's time nicely. This girl begins to cry. I'm so sorry. And start going. Come tomorrow. Okay, we'll come tomorrow. Suddenly, Champaklalji again comes running. Mother has asked me, where is this girl? Mother, I have just told her. Hurry, bring her. I am waiting for her. From 5 to 7, 7:30. She is waiting for this girl. Not for those elderly people. There have been so many instances and I could go on and on. So, on special darshan days, it is not just a room darshan. Whose room is it? Sure, been there in the mother's room, no? They are free. They are not bound by the room. They never were bound by the room. This is not news. But at the same time, they can be in the room. Can anybody deny them? No. You are not supposed to be. You are universal consciousness. And even today, so many people have this experience I myself had of visiting their room and the concrete what you receive from there. Now, if you say that when she has got that physical body, there is no doubt that that is something which can never be replicated. That moment when mortal eyes look into the eyes of God is, I mean, you can't imagine. That cannot be replicated. But this is the next best possibility. But what you are saying, that many people come. That Sri Aurobindo has said even during the 30s. When Nirodha asks him, sir, I felt very dull and this thing on the darshan day. Something like that. He said yes, because a lot of people come and they bring a lot of dark atmosphere. And if you open to that, then obviously you lose, you are not receptive anymore. That was with reference to that. So he speaks about these two atmospheres, the human atmosphere in the ashram and the divine atmosphere. And they say that on darshan days, many people come who may not be that way connected. A lot of people come for various reasons and they are allowed to come naturally. And if you open to that, start looking into that, probing into that unwittingly, then obviously it's not something, not the best way to go for the darshan. And then even if they are there, one may not feel. Why? Because we are so much clouded or influenced. I know of people who have used to wait for darshan and they sometimes would get very irritated. It's happened in front of me. In the beginning. Now they have token. But that's a time when they didn't have token. So we sat. And it could take 2.5 hours, 3 hours. So there are people who grow very restless. And what is this happening? What is that happening? So I said, see, you are going to see the divine. So it is said that every moment you are waiting for the divine, it goes in your punya khata. I said, see, that is the logic it applies. So I was using this logic even for Kumbh. I said, people who have easily reached. Oh, okay, exclude me. It was grace. I said, when you walk, take the trouble. What is there? Divine has taken the trouble of taking a human body. You can't take trouble of waiting for some time. And that too, waiting for whom? Waiting for the divine. What a beautiful thing it is to wait for the divine. So there is the other side of the logic. At the same time, they have also said, mother has said, she said that earlier, darshan was a day when specifically there were descents. It was not just mother and Sri Aurobindo looking at them. Anyways, it didn't, for them, meeting, having vision of them, meant a transformation change. With regard to our seeing or not, we have that story of Swami Sharnanand. He was blind. So people asked him, you can't see and they won't speak. He says, yes, but even you people have eyes, what, how much can you see them? I am going so that they can see me. Their gaze can fall upon me. But then, those were period of special descents. Why? Because earth was not ready for the supramental contact. Can you imagine, for a few moments people stood before Sri Aurobindo, their life changed. These are all documented, it's not some emotional or sentiment. How their lives would change. A moment's meeting with the mother, and not just some gullible people. People who had made a mark upon life and who were very intelligent, who believed that they are someone, something. How their life changed. So many stories. Because of that particular day, they would bring down the highest supramental forces, hold it within their body and give it to human beings, those depending on their receptivity, because human beings were not ready. That's why they would, there used to be a 10 feet distance between Sri Aurobindo and the mother and the person who is doing darshan. Because if you come too close, you may not be able to contain. People who were mentally deranged, they were told not to come. Children were asked not to come, though they did make exceptions. Children means below 4. Children are very open, very receptive. The brain is still in formation. A tremendous power they brought down, which ordinarily they will keep concealed. But that power was not readily available for earth. But the mother says in, I think it is conversation of 1957, that after the supramental manifestation, now the descents take place unexpectedly. They don't take place only on darshan days. Now this is the difference. She's not saying it doesn't take place on darshan days, it takes place. She's saying they don't take place only on darshan days. They take place unexpectedly, and if you are open. So I would say there are many more. One is the general darshan days, and there are also what we may use the word as individual darshan days. When the divine chooses to suddenly take hold of you and you enter into that state. This is what is happening now more commonly, more often, leading to certain experiences in many young people and unsuspecting people, because now the divine is, now the floodgates have been opened, and the same force that they were holding within their body and expressing, now that's available for earth and mankind. So in that context we have to see the relevance, the significance of the darshan days. In any case, there is another personal aspect to it. It is true, divine is everywhere. It is equally true that the divine is within. So why do we need to go to the room? When you love someone, don't you like to go and feel that atmosphere in which a person has lived? It's natural. Even few moments of that atmosphere. And the mother spoke about in 10 kilometers radius of the ashram. She said that her atmosphere, physical atmosphere, can be felt, but it's most intense now in the area which we call as the ashram, which is now we use the word that place where samadhi is located as the ashram, but ashram is in every home of devotees. That also Sri Aurobindo has said. But then we go to their room, which is a tapostali. See, I know of rooms of saints also, other places also I have seen. They are intensely charged places. Darshan or no darshan, they are very charged places. Even a few moments one goes through that is something amazing. Again, don't go with, something amazing is going to happen to me, let's see. Oh, nothing happened. Not like that. Don't try to judge the divine, try to understand with our mental. But go with openness and receptivity. Receive whatever they have given, whether we understand or don't understand. And come back and quietly receive it. What people do is throw it away by all kinds of, ha ha, hee hee, and looking for North Indian food. Many people come and say, going to some restaurant, that should not be done. Because then, what? And it's an experience which all of, I have had this on Darshan Day several times. Something very special coming. You feel different. You feel so fulfilled. But people throw it away. So Darshan Day will continue to have its own importance and relevance. Visit to Sri Aurobindo and the mother's room where their presence is there, definitely on Darshan Days, let me put it like that, will continue to have its importance as long as there is one person who has a living faith. Nalinida speaks of that. Ashram will continue to remain its retain its place and importance as long as there is one person with a living faith. They are like that. They are not like crowd pullers. Okay, how many? Tell me. Oh, just about 2-3. I am not going to come. I am happy in my world. No. For one person. And that's why these stories. So many stories. And there are even events about disciples. One disciple went all the way to America. I think it was Navjachi or some. I have forgotten. And he spoke. He said, Mother, only one person heard. I may be forgetting about the name of the person. She says, yes, it is for this person that I had sent you there. For us, it is like so much money for one person. And these are all eye-openers. I have always felt they are like standards they have set. Very high standards of what divine humility, what divine compassion is, what divine grace is, what divine love is. You understand a little bit of it only when you read the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And then it's such a stark contrast when you look at all the Babajis and their, you know, I mean, no offense meant, but when you look at what happens in the name of God and how they were, nobody was ever charged for any entering their room. There was a time when every day people used to go. That's why they had to stop it. Every day people would go. We have all seen that. I'm sure some people must have seen. Every day you could go to Sri Aurobindo's room. Not only birthdays. And there are people who used to go every day. So then for different reasons, institutions change, all that change comes. That's a different story. Anyways, of course, one has to live this every day, if possible, every moment of our life. But then Darshan Days are special days and they should be treated as such. Jai Ma.